There's no place like fish fry. There's no place like fish fry.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this here electronic engineering podcast brought to you by EEJournal.com and written, produced, and hosted with the mosted by me, Amelia Dalton. Folks, we've got all sorts of fun lined up for this week's podcast. A little later on, Tim Colleran from Level joins us to discuss the Level ID, the world's first full-stack approach to device intelligence and identity. But first, how about a little news you may have missed? Teaching AI to think more like humans, edition. So how can we teach our AI software to think more like our human brains? Well, the key may be found in visual learning. So in a recent study published in Frontiers in Computational Neuroscience, Maximilian Reisenhuber, PhD, professor of neuroscience at Georgetown University Medical Center, and Joshua Rule, PhD, a postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, Berkeley, contend that we can help our AI software learn how to identify new objects a lot faster with a model they created that actually mirrors human visual learning. And AI can learn these new visual concepts from only a small number of examples. All right, so we all know that a zebra is a zebra, right? Your brain probably learned that information way back when you were just a couple months old. This is because, as humans, we are able to quickly and accurately learn new visual concepts from not much data, even a single example. But AI, until now, needed a lot more data to figure out whether a zebra was really a zebra or a horse of a different color. So how do we learn that a zebra is a zebra? Well, at the heart of this understanding is what is called human visual concept learning. And it's this type of learning that is actually built on neural networks involved in object recognition. And it's these neural network hierarchies that are specifically designed for visual recognition that let us humans learn new tasks and, importantly, leverage prior learning. So it's that leverage part that's key here. In this new study, this team found that artificial neural networks, which represent objects in terms of previously learned concepts, learned new visual concepts a lot faster. Maximilian Reisenhuber says about their findings. He says, "Our findings not only suggest techniques that could help computers learn more quickly and efficiently, they can also lead to improved neuroscience experiments aimed at understanding how people learn so quickly, which is not yet well understood." Wow. So, the more we learn about ourselves and how we learn, the more we can teach AI. Makes sense. So, if you want to check out even more information about this study, of course, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on EEJournal.com. All right, it's time to bring in Tim Colleran from Level. Tim and I are talking about Level ID. What sets this device identity technology away from Mac randomization, and why full stack device intelligence is part of Level's master plan? All right, let's get started. Hi, Tim. Thank you so much for joining me.
Amelia, it's a pleasure to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first off, for my audience who may not know, what is Level Technologies all about?
So Level is an exciting new startup. We were founded in late 2017. We're headquartered in Palo Alto, and we have technical offices in Tel Aviv, Israel. The two company founders are Daniel Zahavi and Michael Estrin. The two have a lot of years of experience in military and signal intelligence, as well as commercial software experience. The focus of the company is on device identity, and device identity, even though it's kind of under the hood in a lot of ways of how your network and your phone and your laptops and things connect up to the network, it plays a really critical role in network security, as well as personalization of user services.
Fantastic. Now, I understand you guys recently came out of stealth mode with your first major technology launch, which will help drive more consumer privacy. So can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We just announced a new technology. It's called the Level ID. And this is a technology that provides the ability to uniquely identify a device that's on the network, but it helps maintain user privacy at the same time. Generally speaking, device identity to date has been done via a technology called the MAC address, which is the Media Access Control address, as opposed to Mac, like an Apple Mac. And the most common form of device identity today, this MAC address, makes it pretty easy to compromise user privacy. And our form of device identity, the Level ID, is used to really help personalize network services, provide more convenience for the user, network optimization, technical support, even authorization can be done with this technology, but it doesn't have that same risk to user privacy and abuse by malicious actors and companies out there. So the Level ID allows for an accurate identity, but it's combined with user privacy.
Interesting. Now, Tim, what is the key differentiator here with this Level ID technology?
Sure. There's a couple of things, and it boils down to, we take what's called a full stack approach to ensure accuracy and to get future proofing. And what I mean by future proofing is that it is much less susceptible to future changes on the device. There's not a whole lot that somebody who's making an operating system like a Google Android or a iOS can change to kind of fool this full stack approach. We're actually looking at, as part of that full stack approach, the physical layer of the networking, which could be Wi-Fi or could be Ethernet. And we're looking at certain transmission characteristics of the device to uniquely identify the device. Because we do that, we take that full stack approach, it allows us to have a passive network-based solution to device identity that also has very high accuracy and security. So it's all built within the actual network. There's no secret that's on the device. There's nothing on the device that can be compromised by a malicious app. Instead, the network is recognizing the device based off of almost how it talks on the network. Now, once we pull out all those transmission level characteristics and network level characteristics, we use a cloud-based solution that has some artificial intelligence in it to create, match, and maintain the Level ID. But it really all starts with getting all the way down to the physical layer, and that allows that ID to live within the network, and it allows us to accurately create those IDs and match to those IDs over time.
Okay, so Tim, why is your technology better than MAC randomization?
Well, if I take a quick step back, let's first start with what a device MAC address is. It's been around and used as a device identifier for years. And it's built in there so messages can get to your device. It almost is like an address or a phone number, so that network messages, the traffic comes to your phone or your laptop or whatever your device is correctly. It's great for that. It's also been used for a lot of solutions like parental controls, quick authorization on the network, authorization on the guest networks. It's been used in Wi-Fi for things like band steering and channel selection to give you better performance in the home. So a lot of good uses for a MAC address. The downside to it is it's been used and abused by bad actors and malicious apps over the years. So MAC randomization was a concept to fix that abuse. And that concept is, we're just going to change that MAC address every 24 hours, every 12 hours, whatever we decide it would be. Now, that does a great thing in terms of preventing bad actors, but it's changing the device identity every 24, 12, 36 hours, whatever that time frame is. And if you can't identify the device, you certainly can't do parental controls, for example, because you wouldn't recognize, in my case, my daughter's device, its identity would have changed. So MAC randomization does reduce that abuse, but it's the cost of all these other good things that we've discussed that device identity brings. So what we strove to do at Level was to create a new constant identifier that's network specific. So it's much harder to compromise since it's just within the network and never really on the device. Since it's network specific, meaning your home network would have a level identifier for your device, all of your devices. Your work network would have a different level ID for your device. And another network at a friend's house might have a different level ID for that device. Can still uniquely identify the device, but it's not commonly held across the entire world for abuse. So the fact that it's network specific really cuts down on misappropriation kind of for broader malicious purposes. So what we're getting is something that has very high consumer privacy, but without that compromise on the best capabilities of device identification. By the way, the other benefit of it being network specific is that nothing needs to be loaded on your device, on the actual consumer device. This really makes deployment easier. And it also, because there's nothing on the device, cuts down most of the paths that we're familiar with anyways to abusing people's identity.
That's fantastic. All right, Tim. Well, I think it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, a lot of us are keeping ourselves entertained during this endless lockdown, it seems. What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, I have the good fortune to live here in Colorado, and we're a pretty outdoor-focused group. We have good weather, at least for, 9 months of the year. We're getting ready for ski season here, so the place is just open, and I enjoy skiing, as do most Coloradans. But throughout the summer and through some of the times where we are more tightly tied to our homes, I was able to get out. I think my son and I climbed 5 peaks this summer that are over 14,000 feet. Just this Sunday, I passed 3,000 miles on my bike for the year. And of course, I'm doing a lot of this with family and friends in the safest way possible where I can. Being outdoors obviously has been a safer environment than being indoors. And we've had the good fortune here of having a great summer for being outdoors.
That's super cool. And congratulations on that. That's a lot of miles.
It is a lot of miles. And it's one of those things when I recognized I was going to have a little more time to do this year, that with a little less travel, I tried to set a difficult goal and just passed it. So I'm happy to do so.
Nice. Well, Tim, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate your time as well.
So if you want a deeper dive into Level and Level ID, I would strongly encourage you to check out fellow EE Journal editor Jim Turley's feature article called Erasing Your Network Footprint, Startup Level Bypasses the Hardwired MAC Address. And you can read this article by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on EE Journal, or by checking out the article section of eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I totally dig it. You can follow me or us on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, the iTunes Store, or just about anywhere you get your podcasts. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, or heck, you just want to chat, I promise I will respond. Shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com, or just post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 15th, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.